Yo, download the DraftKings Casino app now and use code NOCHASER5. New players get an instant deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. That's code NOCHASER5, only on DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer. Must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days, 168 hours, or registering new account. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days, 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayeroffer2024. Yo, man, y'all need to use ExpressVPN because, look, not only does it keep all your internet doings and dirty searchings private, but you can also open up a whole new library of different shows on different streamers that you wouldn't have in just your specific country because, look, different countries have different shows, okay? We paying all this money for streamers, might as well open up all of our options, right? That's what I'm saying, brother. And look, you can stream in HD and you can access it on all your devices, phones, laptops, all of that, all right? So get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/chaser. Don't forget to use my link at expressvpn.com/chaser to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free, baby!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whistles out in the cut, going to attack.
Why you lying on your dick?
Lying on your dick.
Why you lying on your dick?
Lying on your dick.
Yeah. Lying on your dick. Lying on your dick.
Let's go.
They be talking shit because they just really want to hit.
That's facts.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
Oh, we got a special, special episode today, all right? I was just scrolling through Instagram and you have been all over my different feeds lately. Just reposted and reposted. So I was looking around. I was like, oh, wait, this is actually like an older clip. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of been going around. Make some noise. You know, this is she's a musician. And look, let's not even go into all that. Let's get to know you. Make some noise for a big clit.
Yay!
What's up? What's up?
Big clitty.
Big clitty. How do you want us to address you? Miss Clit? Clit? Big Clit? Biggie Clits.
Whatever you prefer.
All right.
Whatever you... Clit. Big Clit. Maximus.
Okay.
I like Clit Monster.
Yeah,
Clit Monster.
Clit Monster. I like that too. That's a new one.
Yeah. Okay. Clitty Litter.
I like
the
Clitty Litter.
Also funny shit, because we're going to have you perform after we, you know, chop it up for a bit. But initially when I DM'd you, I was like, do you need anything specific? I was talking about like audio. She was like, red wine. I was like, cool. And she was like, and a charcuterie board. I was like, cool. But the mics though. But cool, we got the charcuterie board. I'm gonna set this up while we chat. And I'll open up that red wine for you.
Awesome, thank you.
And yeah, let's talk, man. First of all, let me say this. I enjoy your music. I really do. I dig it. And I dig, like, what you do. Because I seen the line on your dick clip, and I was like, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling this.
That's fire.
Okay, so, like...
Do you be lying on your dick?
I don't. I actually make it a point to never lie on my dick.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
You can get found out. Like, she exists, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the point of lying on your dick? Like, yeah, if I smash, of course, I'm going to shout it from the rooftops. But if I didn't, why lie about it?
I have reverse lied on it, though, before.
What's that mean?
I ain't fuck her. Nah, man, that's my home girl.
She's lying on her cooch, dog.
Oh, my God.
She is lying on her lips.
But lying on your dick could be many different things.
Right.
You know?
Like?
Just being a liar. Lying about shit. Being the ultimate cap.
Just lying in general.
Yeah.
For no
reason. Like, that girl, what's her name? She's going viral on TikTok right now for being with a pathological liar.
Oh,
you guys know who I'm talking about?
I know you're talking about. I don't know her name,
Rena or
Something like
that. I found out about that. I didn't watch the whole clip. I was waiting for a wifey to catch up because fucking 50 parts on 10 minutes on TikTok. I was like, I'm not about to watch all that. But wifey caught up and she you know, gave me the cliff notes of it. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
Having trouble with it?
See, no, that, I'm now she needs to listen to Lying on Your Dick. You love it, baby. Wherever you are, listen to it. Because that's really what it's about. Pathological liars. There's a lot of them out there.
I mean, that's facts. True.
Yeah.
So what is that? What exactly inspired that song?
It's actually a really long story.
Hey,
we
do
got
it.
Nothing but time.
We got like 50 minutes or so, and then we're gonna make you perform.
Okay, but I'm gonna make it short. It's of course an ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I was with him. You know, I was doing these bunch of things. I had this really close homegirl who was my friend at the time. I couldn't be her friend no more, and I couldn't be with him no more because they both were just bringing me down. So,
like, in what way? Vibe?
Yeah, it's just like I was going up and they were going down. Mm-hmm. And I'm just with energy, everything. I felt like I outgrew them. Mm-hmm. So I dumped them both. And then out of spite, they went and got together.
Okay.
To spite me, you know, because I'm that bitch. Mm-hmm. I don't expect any less.
I mean, look at the suit.
Yeah, come on. It's a big hoodie, baby. But I still kept in contact with my ex, whatever. When I was bored, we hang out. One night, I hang out with him. And I looked through the phone to read their messages I was being nosy. I didn't even really care. Mm-hmm. But I read through the messages and she was like complaining, I know you'll always love her, talking about me and shit. And he was like, yeah, I will. And she was like, I know you're fucking, but he could never fuck me again. Oh. So he was like, no, I'm not. And she responded and said, stop lying on your dick.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So I was like, I'm gonna take that,
bitch.
Y'all thought you won? No, you didn't. I took it and I made a fucking hit song off of it because I felt it. So
I mean, it's a banger.
Homegirl.
Definitely a banger. Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from LA.
You're from
Inland Empire.
Okay, word. But hey, I'm not one of those these IE motherfuckers trying to claim LA people.
I might be. No, I'm
because look, we're from Long Beach / Paramount, and we be claiming LA.
Los Angeles County.
Yeah.
I'm from the county.
Yeah, no, IE, man. I was born in Pomona, and I don't know. I spent the longest amount of my life in IE, like 8 years. Mm-hmm. But I've always traveled. I lived in New York for like 7 years. Mm-hmm. Was always in LA, Washington, shit, a lot of different places. So,
well, speaking of the IE, you used to be a jerk artist. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I was like, I normally never research guests. Well, usually because they're kind of people I know. So I was like, I should probably do a little bit of research. And I was like, oh, wait a second. Jerk? Because, you know, me, during the beginning of the wave, me and him, we almost started a little jerk duo as well.
Really?
Yeah, we had a name. We had beats we were about to write to. And we just never did.
Yeah, got lazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is.
So how did that, so let me tell you, how did you go from being a young jerk artist to the big clip we see before us?
Well, I just grew up. I mean, when I was doing jerk stuff, I was like fucking 14, 13 years old.
So long ago.
Yeah. So it was fun. I mean, I was bad, so I was always in and out of different high schools before I like ultimately dropped out. Mm-hmm. I think I dropped out like my junior year, which is stupid because it's like, bitch, you only got like one more year. True. It was like the end of junior year. I was just like, fuck this. What is
senior year's the best year.
You don't got
not
shit.
For me. I just, oh my God, I couldn't handle it.
Just a little.
I moved to LA and I was like, I'm signing a deal. And I did. And I was like, fuck all y'all. Y'all could go to prom and shit. I'm in the studio.
God damn it.
So, because of like moving around so much, I became popular because I was meeting so many different people, going to so many different schools, and I just always danced. So I danced before the jerk movement came out. I was just a dancer. Mm-hmm. I was in like hip hop and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And a jerk came out and I was like, fuck it, you know? This is the cool shit. This is what we doing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. And I did it and it was fun. And then I just grew up. I don't know. Like,
I feel it.
A lot of people ask this question and I wish it was something crazy. They're like, what did you go through? Oh my God. Like, first off, life fucks us all. So, like, what did I go through? You know, bitch, because you live life. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I always say, whenever people are like, you know, the world is such a shitty place nowadays compared to back in the day, I'm like, the world's always been shitty, bro. You just don't know it because you were a little baby. You know what I'm saying? You grow up, you're like, oh, this is fucked up.
You were shielded from the shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Man, that's some real shit.
Would you like a cup of wine?
Sure. Thank you.
Sure. You can hand me a little plastic cup right there.
Too funny. Is there a name for the current style of music you do? Because, like, we had the jerk movement. Or is it just you doing you?
It's really just me doing me, but I kind of have some cool, thank you, a few cool little names like Witch Trap.
Poke her. Poke her. Poke her. DraftKings Casino is bringing you only the best classics like blackjack, roulette, and slots, and poker, plus exclusive games you won't find anywhere else. Okay, you know me, I love a little blackjack, a little poke. Blackjack, blackjack, black Kung Fu Panda. Download the DraftKings Casino app now and use code NOCHASER5. New players get an instant deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. That's code NOCHASER5, only on DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer. Must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days, 168 hours, or register a new account. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days, 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayer. Offer 2024. Man, look, watching Netflix without using ExpressVPN is like buying tickets to a Miley Cyrus concert, but only being allowed to watch the opening act. Now, you know I'm trying to see Miley bust it open, okay? Did y'all know that Netflix has different content libraries for every country? Netflix has thousands of shows, but without a VPN, you only get access to a fraction of that based on your location. When I was visiting Chia in Canada one time, when we were doing long distance, I remember I was on Netflix and I was like, yo, Bob's Burgers is on Netflix? Got super excited, came back home. It was not on Netflix. I was very upset because it was only the Canadian Netflix. Well, look, now you can do that with all these different shows from different countries, all right? I just opened the app, selected Canada, tapped one button to connect, and then when I refreshed the page, it was there. Wow. Look, with ExpressVPN, you can stream in HD with zero buffering, okay? You can gain access to thousands of new shows, and it's compatible with all your devices, phones, laptops, smart TVs, all of that, all right? So be smart. Stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content, okay? Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/chaser. Don't forget to use my link at expressvpn.com/chaser to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Witch Trap. That's fire.
And then, like, Scream Rap. People just put that on me. And I was like, okay, well, whatever, I guess.
Okay.
But I like Witch Trap. That's pretty cool. But otherwise, I'm just expressing myself. One day, I could do some classical shit. Mm-hmm. The next day, I could be screaming. I have a very big...
Which is be versatile.
What is the name? Where's the name come from?
Big Clit.
Yeah. She's like, oh, duh.
I would have loved that. I got a big clit.
My clit is big as fuck.
Yes, the biggest clit in the galaxy. Man, this is like, I don't even want to be this type of person, but this is just the truth. Mm. It really came from porn.
Okay.
Like, I was on a porn site, not even watching it. Mm-hmm. I think it was for, like, in the studio looking for visuals.
Okay. Mm.
And,
That's what I tell my wife, too, yeah.
Yeah. Looking for visuals.
Babe, I'm looking for visuals. You need
some
to grow up.
You want spank bang again, baby? I'm trying to get motivated. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers to that. Yeah. No, I was. And for some reason, like, there was a category of just big clits. And I was like, wow, I've never seen this before. I didn't know this existed. And there really are oversized clits. So I was very intrigued. I thought it was art. I took a screenshot of it. And I just had it as my background on my phone.
Word.
And I went to my plug's house one day. Crazy story how I met his ass. Mm. This was like in New York. I was getting some weed and he saw it. He was like, is that a big clit?
Oh, you had the actual giant clit as the background on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. And then we both looked at each other when he said that and he was like, you're a big clit. Like, I am. Oh my God.
You are the clit.
Yeah. And then ever since then, everyone just called me big clit.
Shit.
Clit. Yeah.
One clit to rule them all.
Exactly. It just kind of happened.
Remember China's?
Oh, of course. It's the first thing I think of when I think of a giant clit. Yeah. China the wrestler, you know, rest in peace. Not to speak. Well, look, we're not in speaking.
We're
praising that clit. She had a giant clit. That shit was crazy. Like a little, like a pinky. Yeah. That shit was huge. It was crazy.
Shit.
Yeah. I'm going to get you some crackers for these for this charcuterie board.
Yes, thank you. Great.
Oh, and okay.
I was expecting fancier crackers. No, not gonna lie.
They were fancy little toasted baguette situations, like little slivers of them. But what happened was I ordered this shit last night to make sure I would have it for today, and the crackers got soggy in the fridge. I didn't put them in the fridge. Someone else did.
Yeah.
So I just got the Ritz, the go-to premiums.
I like those. I had them earlier with some soup.
Oh, let's go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and speaking of crackers, a lot of people get mad in the comments in your Lying on Your Dick clip because everyone's like, who is this white girl using the N-word in her music?
Gatekeeping blackness.
Well, so can you tell us, what is your ethnicity?
I'm black and white.
Oh, a gray girl.
I guess I kind of like that gray alien bitch. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Black and
it.
White. I didn't ask for it, y'all. I didn't ask to be black and white. I am just black and white. I'm sorry if it pisses some of y'all off.
It's so interesting, right? But like for me, my mom is your skin color, so I know the difference. But I'm looking at people. I'm like, y'all can't see that she's black.
That's
like, right. When they're like, y'all really can't see it. Mm-hmm. I never understood that shit. Like, it was clear to me before you said, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And saying it like that solidified it. Trust me. Not gonna be that bold.
The way it flowed.
Just white.
Yeah. It's just like, what? I don't know. I am who I am. I am what I grew up around. And that is what it is. But, I don't know if it's the internet not seeing, I don't know, like all different types of black people or what it is, or people just trying to find something to bitch about because they know I'm dope. So I can't really tell what the fuck it is.
I think like, it's a little bit of both, honestly, because there are definitely some people who have not been exposed to that.
Mm.
And then there's others that just like, oh, we mad about something? For sure. I'm mad too. Like, you know she black. You know she black. But.
Yeah. I am definitely not a white woman.
Well, it's crazy because the comments, you know, you'll see both. We'll see, of course, a lot of people like, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, mad at you. And then people in the comments saying what you said. Like, oh, she obviously has like black features in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And same as you, Rick. I mean, maybe, like you said, it's just like it's people not being exposed to just different types of people, but I for sure know like three different mixed girls that like, especially with those shades on, I'm like, oh, she looked like Choice. Oh, she looked like, you know what I'm saying? Like homegirls of mine that are also gray as well. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you
gray.
Know.
What does that even mean?
Black and white together.
Oh, gray. That's actual colors. Okay. I fuck with that. No, I fuck with that.
Oh, yeah. I used to use that line to like, to holler at gray girls. Like, oh, I'm black and white. Oh, I love gray girls.
Yeah, that's smart. I like it. Yeah, definitely a gray girl.
When you walked up, I said, yo, you feeling that? You can take that.
I am.
Yeah, it's so much you can do with a gray area, gray matter.
There we go.
Gray scale. But
gray niggas? No. Don't be so mad.
I when you walked up, I was like, thanks for pulling up. And you were like, oh, any excuse to get away from the baby for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I can relate.
Yeah.
Because I got two now. How old is your, it's a baby boy?
Yeah.
How old is your son?
He just turned one.
Amazing. Congrats.
Mm-hmm. One in a few weeks.
damn, that's lit.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
He's awesome, though.
Yeah.
He's really cool. I could have it worse because he is chill, but he's teething. So, you know, so he's going through it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my boy is 11 months, about to be a year. He's also teething as well, going through it right now, dog. Cranky. Yeah. Didn't even want to eat, and he be eating.
He eat that.
You know? Man, I feel bad.
He said, my teeth hurt, nigga. Damn.
I know, do something.
What fuck, doesn't Dad? Make sense?
That's exactly what they would say. And I don't want to give him no Motrin or Tylenol or nothing right. like that, because it's like, what the fuck? It's crazy giving a kid some drugs. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? But I feel bad. I just give him about Pedialyte popsicles and shit like that.
I feel it. I feel it. You know, I used to be like, look, I don't want my kid in front of the screens all day. But sometimes, man, especially with two, I'm let me just let this fool zone out for a bit.
How old is your other one?
She's three.
Three.
Just
okay.
turned three.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah, so you got some experience.
You know, a little bit. Every day is a new day, you know, because, you know, this is my first three-year-old.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, it's crazy because, like, she was always smart. I've been told from other people she's like a smart toddler, right? Mm-hmm. But as soon as she turned three, it was like a switch. It's kind of crazy, bro. It's almost like as soon as she had that three birthday party, she was like, Dad, hey, how you doing today? I'm like, hey, what's up, man? What are we getting into today? You know what I'm saying?
And, father.
Yeah. You know, I don't agree with some decisions you've been making, father. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, when did all this happen? You know what I'm saying? But it's fun, man. It's fun. How was motherhood changed how you operate just in life or whatever?
That, not a fucking damn thing. I'm still that biggest motherfucking clit in the galaxy. Big fucking clit.
Big gray clit monster.
Hell yeah. Big gray clit monster. That's me. I could say one thing. I was prepared to have a kid. I don't know. Like, I have lots of kids, really.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these motherfuckers are my sons.
Are your sons, yes. I feel it, huh?
And I mean that in a way of like I really changed people's lives and helped and inspired a lot of people in a motherly way.
Mm-hmm.
So having my son kind of cut off everybody. Mm. And that's the thing I love. That's what has changed the most. It's like, okay, all my love goes to my son. I don't disperse it out to people no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like, because who has time?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just all about him. And I don't really allow it changed who I keep around me. I don't allow people around me because I have like a kid looking up to me and he's making his own perception on me every day.
Mm-hmm.
He's learning. And I just feel like I can't have no fuck shit around me because I don't want no fuck my kid allowing fuck shit around him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I could personally say I battled with in my life. Like a lot of fucking entities want to come in and attach and bring down and steal light and positivity and shit, just negative beings. So I just cut off all that shit in my life after having a kid. And I'd rather just be alone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Alone but not lonely. So that's kind of like what's changed the most. Otherwise, you know, still same clitty.
And it's the greatest excuse. Because, like, before, when someone hit you up trying to go out, I'd have to be like, ah, man, you know, I don't feel like I got work to do. But I'm like, ah, the babies, man, the babies.
Yeah,
because motherfuckers, people, here's what I hate. As a grown man, I just don't have time to be spontaneous anymore. And motherfuckers want to be spontaneous, bro. Yo, I just landed in L.A. What's good? Nothing, dog.
Absolutely nothing. Yeah. Have a good night.
Yeah, go away. For one.
Your hotel should be ready by now. You can check in. You're
good. Yeah, because it's like, even if I didn't have the baby, it's like, bro, like,
yeah.
Can I get a week's notice at least?
Yeah.
Who has time to be spontaneous in your grown age? You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna start using that. Ah, man, I can't. You know, Tim got kids.
Tim got kids. Fire.
You got siblings?
I do. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I don't. I ain't fucking with them right now.
Yeah, man, fuck them.
Fuck out of here. Siblings. Little ass clits.
I'm just kidding. I do have siblings. I have a lot, but they're not from me.
Mm.
That's the thing. I'm the only one from my mom and my daddy.
Oh, okay.
Everyone else is half.
Okay, word.
Two brothers and like, how many sisters? Like three sisters. Mm-hmm.
This clip of you that's been going viral. How old is this clip?
That was like, shit, almost 2 years. Could be three.
it's crazy because it came across my timeline, and then I feel like right after I like hit you up to come be on the podcast, I saw it like five more times on like everybody just started reposting all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
When you dropped it, I think it was pretty. Was it like popping on TikTok? I feel like it was kind of doing its thing on TikTok for a bit. It went
viral. That goes. This particular video goes viral ever since it came out. Like each year, at least twice a year, three times a year. That video goes viral.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it's just gone crazy viral. Yeah. Like, I didn't even think it could go up anymore. Yeah. Like, it's gone up more and it just keeps going up. So I dropped the complete song was dropped probably about 4 years ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, going on 4 years. And I signed to Sony. It went viral on TikTok. I can say this was the time where rappers were doing this whole thing where it was like, fuck TikTok. That's shit corny. And I was like one of the first artists to really go viral on TikTok and get signed and start making money off that shit. And then everybody else, you know, joined the bandwagon. And now they see how great TikTok is. So I love it. I love TikTok. If I, like, man, I wouldn't call myself a TikTok artist, but a lot of the stuff I drop goes viral on TikTok.
What is, what's your name on TikTok?
Clitorius Maximus. Now, this is the thing.
Yes.
They delete me so many times.
Yeah, like, I mean, I was just going to ask. TikTok isn't very accommodating towards people that, you know, like, I feel like I say a couple cuss words and my shit gets muted on TikTok, so it's a struggle.
They did used to be that way, though. Yeah. When I came out, they were cool. Uh-huh. But, you know, as the years passed, they started really getting strict on it. I got deleted for wrongful reasons. I was at the fucking Vegas, started my period.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a pad. It was kind of poking out of my bathing suit. I thought it was funny. I made a music video, a video about it because I'm like, yo, y'all niggas think you pee, but the only pee you is poor poverty and peasant is big clit. I'm the biggest clit. I have my fucking pad out, my bush out, or I'm sipping fucking margarita. Living my best life, like having fun. It was comedy.
Yeah.
And it got in a Christian algorithm, and the Christians don't like me for some reason. I don't know. I love y'all Christians.
They don't like
Christians. Christians hate bush, yeah. Maybe at the wax.
That's crazy that we synced up on that because it was so many different ways that you could have went. Exactly. We could have said pads. We could have said anything. But the bush.
Bush,
But even the Lord said, the Lord came down as a burning bush one day.
He wants you to symbolic. Burn it.
Burn that shit. Burn that shit off.
But now, I'm a heathen, so bush it up.
Bush it all day, baby.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
I could talk about the bush. Y'all motherfuckers that don't like bush, what do you like? Fucking little kid pussy.
Oh, God.
Well, like, what?
Go ahead.
Grown ass women have that bush, baby.
Well, I'm equal pubes. I'm equal opportunity for pubes, bushes and shaved all the ways. You know
so I just had this conversation, right?
Yeah, you had to clear that up for y'all. But big clit. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I am too. I agree.
If you are a
just
lady,
let me have my bush. Damn it, like
that's the thing. If she does the bush, that's her thing. Honor the bush.
Exactly.
Because from my experience, a woman who purposely has a bush takes care of it.
Because
most people who don't like the bush, it's like, oh, be sweaty, it traps odor. Blah,
that's
blah, blah.
Bullshit, though. It doesn't trap odor.
It can. But if you do it on purpose, I imagine keep it right.
Any, first off, any vagina could trap odor. I mean, it's like, it's not the hair. It's like just if you don't clean your vagina for 2 days, your vagina is going to be sweaty and stanky.
Exactly.
Clean your vajayjay, hair or no hair. Just because it has hair doesn't mean it smells more. That is like the biggest brainwash in the world. That, I don't know, did it come from misogynistic men or did it come from men that want to like touch on little girls? I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows where it come from? But that's the thinking, right?
To even if they say have something
it,
like that.
If they do it on purpose,
it's not true.
You're good. Now, the women who shave, that's their thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I know that you shave and we had a planned appointment and you serve me up some hairy, now I feel away. Like, oh, I wasn't good enough for you to shave that because you knew I was coming. Now, if bush is your thing, give it to me.
But how you gonna send me pictures of the shaved and I pull up and you got the stubble?
Yeah.
I get it.
Exactly. But yeah, ain't nothing wrong with no bush.
Especially Rick's beard be smelling like ramen. Nah, just playing.
That's, I try to keep him from sniffing it. So I make it stink, but he just keep coming.
Oh, man. Well, shit, man. That's well, what are you going to be performing for us today?
Liar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Bet.
Stick to the original.
I like it, man. Are you working on, I'm sure you're constantly working on music. What are we, you got like a project you about to drop or you got some, what can we look forward to before we have you do your thing on here?
Yeah, I'm about to drop some crazy shit. I'm working on a project.
For sure.
But I'm going to just do it, you know?
Just
going to drop it.
Bet.
Just going to drop it. Don't really want to talk about it because I keep switching up.
Okay.
Names and everything. But, yeah.
When you perform, do you want us to step out? Or are we sitting here watching you? Or what's the vibe?
We should step up.
It's whatever you guys want to do.
All right, maybe we'll jump into it halfway through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You guys should start here. Why not?
I bet.
Well, I want to watch the performance. Okay.
I'm going to start here and sit here awkwardly and then see how I feel. Yeah. All right, well, shit. Let's get into it then. Let's set it up. And yeah.
Cool.
Here she is performing her
Clitorius Maximus, baby. Put some respect on the bush.
Let's get it. Here she is performing her hit song, Liar, Clitorius Maximus, Big Clit. Let's get it.
Lying on your dick, lying on your dick. Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? He be talking shit cause he just wanna hit. Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? He be talking shit cause he just really wanna hit. I smell cat. He say he like cat, but that is not a fact. He keep it in the closet, he keep it under wraps. The only thing my closet got is straps. Fuck! You a pussy ass bitch! Fuck you, your mama and your kids! Ho! I hate a lying ass trick! Always lying on his dick, you pussy! Why you gotta lie? You know that you a lie. So insecure inside. Be a real nigga, only bitch niggas lie. Lying on your dick, lying on your dick. Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? He be talking shit cause he just wanna hit. Yeah, why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? He be talking shit cause he just really wanna hit. You said you got them plays, that's a lie. Said you hustle every day, that's a lie. He think he a pee, I made him cry. You a slave for this pussy, do not lie. Fuck! You a pussy ass bitch! Fuck you, your mama and your kids! Ho! I hate a lying ass trick! Always lying on his dick, you pussy! Why you gotta lie? You know that you a lie. So insecure inside. Be a real nigga, only bitch niggas lie. Lying on your dick, lying on your dick. Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? He be talking shit cause he just wanna hit. Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? He be talking shit cause he just really wanna hit. The biggest clit in the galaxy, bitch. Put some respect on the bush. It's big fucking clit. Motherfucker.
Yeah, let's go! Let's go! Yo, that was fire. Yo, make some noise for Big Clint one more time. Thank you for watching the No Chaser podcast. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all of that. Follow her on everything. Run them streams up, all that shit. Thank you for watching. I'm Tim John DeRogso.
I'm Ricky Shucks, and I didn't lie.
Why you gotta lie, dog?
I did it.
Hey, make some noise one more time for Big Clint. Thank you so much, girl. Hey.